My message this morning is, and the verdict of acquittal was granted. Can you imagine being before the judge, guilty of sin, guilty of sin, only to be given a sentence instead of death, but was granted an acquittal? Maybe we need to consider some of that in our own courts of law, that we look at more compassion towards one another instead of hatred towards one another. Maybe we need to spend more time in the scripture. Jesus is sometimes called the second Adam. The first Adam was full of sin and condemned us. But the second Adam set us free. All of us have a free gift of salvation. All we need to do is acknowledge Him.
Yes.
Is recognize Him. Believe Him. And you know, we also, not only do we acknowledge Him, but we also have a mission. And our mission is to take others along with us. Take their hand and lead them to the cross, where they will also receive the most precious gift of all, the gift of eternal salvation.
Yes.
When we celebrate Holy Communion, which we'll do in just a minute, we should remember our own mortality. We should remember that all of us are here for just a very brief moment in time as in the fleshly bodies, but remember that our spirit lives on. Many of you have lost loved ones. Remember your loved ones during this time. Remember your own mortalities. And remember the victory in Jesus. He was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, but was not broken. May we, too, take that stance. Not to be broken, but to celebrate the gift of eternal salvation with a hurting world. Let us pray.